In the grand tradition of using life's lemons to make lemonade, Santa Rosa business consultant George Moskoff drew on his own personal life to create an unusual new app for the iPad.
iSplit Divorce is a mobile app that allows the user or users to split up assets and debts that have been acquired in a marriage. It's a graphical computing platform, and it's a utility for making decisions.
Drawing on prior experience as a Montessori educator, Moskoff translated the process of separating a couple's finances into a simple graphical exercise.
There's a screen that comes up, and on the top is assets, on the bottom are debts, and Jane's on the left and Dick's on the right, and we populate it with mortgages and houses and cars and couches and jewelry so that you can start somewhere. And then you can just drag and drop and move stuff around, and the formulas down at the bottom, all the net value calculations, change as you move stuff around. As you try to balance things out, you can split assets or debts as much as you want. You can give 90% to Dick and 10% to Jane. The way we've got it structured when it populates, unfortunately, Dick gets all of the debt and Jane gets most of the assets.
There's also a holding area called the parking lot for items yet to be negotiated. Turning this concept into a functional app required working with software developers who were not only of another generation, George says, but from another continent as well, in his case, Romania. Then they had to deal with Apple.
They have these rules to which you have to conform. You put it in and you get in a queue and somebody takes a look at it. It's very detailed and it's a pain. But they have very strict rules about what they'll accept and how they'll accept it and what it's got to look like to the user. It's been an exercise. There's one funnel you have to go through, and it's this funnel.
The big takeaway from that process, says Moskoff, was the importance of making the user experience more central to the final product.
One of the great features of this kind of technology is that you can add to it over time. So it really needs to add some components that help the user overcome the reluctance, the regret, the reticence, the resentment that come as part of the process of unwinding all of these things that you acquired together.
Moskoff sees the market for iSplit divorce being primarily attorneys and civil courts, as well as individual couples who are separating. And even though it's a new tool for an old problem, he's optimistic it will find a niche.
I may have problems selling this because it's so different. It's not a spreadsheet. It's not a set of tables. It's a screen with icons whose name and value are shown right there and computing changes as you move this stuff around. And there's nothing else that's really quite like it. And I hope it helps. I hope it helps people to move past a very painful process with a little less pain.
The fully featured iSplit Divorce app is now available through the Apple App Store, along with the more basic and free iSplit Lite. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.